This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The days darken and the hand of Edom tightens. We see it in the escalating aggression, the concealed costs of their wars, the defiling of ancient lands with monuments to dominion. Do not mistake these signs for mere political maneuvering. This is the judgment of Yahuwah unfolding, as written in Obadiah and as we have declared through the Shofar Wire. The pattern is undeniable. Attacks on men identified as Jewish in London, mirroring Edom's ancient animosity, this isn't isolated. It's a continuation of a long, bitter history, a testament to the enduring hatred Edom holds for scattered Israel. And that hatred isn't simply about land, it's about control. Control of resources, control of sustenance. They seek to manipulate systems, to build walls not for protection but for dominion. Understand this. Edom's power is built on the deprivation of others. They thrive on dependence, on a system where Israel is forced to beg for its daily bread. We see this playing out now in the authorization of pipelines, in the profits Edomite merchants glean from conflict. Oil remains a weapon in these days, a tool of oppression wielded by those who would see Israel diminished. Amos prophesied this, that Israel would be exiled from their land, forced into dependence. But even in exile, even under the weight of Edom's oppression, Yahuwah promises restoration. Not a restoration of political power, not a return to fabricated stage props, but a restoration of the heart, a return to the ancient ways. Yahuwah commanded us in Deuteronomy 8:7-10, when Yahuwah your Elohim blesses you in the land that Yahuwah your Elohim gives you, and you have no lack of anything, beware that you do not forget Yahuwah your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. This restoration begins not with grand pronouncements, not with the restarting of altar sacrifices, for there is no temple, no operational priesthood, only manufactured illusions designed to misdirect, but with the diligent work of righteous families. It begins with a return to the wisdom of our ancestors, a re-establishment of the storehouse of Zion. Think on that phrase, the storehouse of Zion. It's not simply a physical place, although physical provision is certainly part of it. It's a spiritual reserve, a collective wellspring of faith and resilience built through generations of obedience. It's about knowing where your sustenance comes from, not relying on the fickle hand of Edom, but on the unwavering provision of Yahuwah. It's about cultivating self-sufficiency, fostering community, and remembering the covenants made with our fathers. And even amidst the suffering, even amidst the darkness, Israel's witness endures. The ark emerging from Gaza, bearing witness to the atrocities committed, serves as a testament to the enduring spirit of Israel. These aren't just images of pain and loss, they are cries for remembrance, a call to hold Edom accountable for their crimes. This is Israel's testimony, echoing the words of Zechariah. Thus says Yahuwah, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim shall be called the city of truth, and the mountain of Yahuwah of hosts the holy mountain. Zechariah 8:3. But this return to Zion isn't simply a geographical one. It's a return to covenant, to the ancient paths of righteousness. It's a rejection of the decadence and moral collapse we see spreading across Edomite nations. Canada's expansion of assisted suicide, the depravity taking root even within Islamic communities in Britain, these are not isolated incidents. They are symptoms of a deeper spiritual sickness, a reflection of the darkness that clings to Edom. Malachi warned of this, the corruption that would consume those who turn away from Yahuwah. Yet even as Edom's shadow lengthens, Israel is being awakened. Scattered Israel, the remnant of Jacob's seed dispersed through the ships of captivity, is stirring. They are remembering their heritage, reclaiming their identity, and preparing for the days to come. This is not a passive process. It requires vigilance, discernment, and a willingness to stand against the tide of deception. It requires us to be the watchmen Yahuwah has called us to be, to sound the alarm and report the truth, even when it is unpopular or inconvenient. The escalation we are witnessing, Israel's aggression towards Lebanon, towards Iran, even within Gaza, and the formalization of the death penalty for Palestinians, is fueling regional instability. Yeshayahu prophesied of times like these, of nations rising against nations, of kingdoms clashing in the heat of battle. Yeshayahu 13:6. This is not a call to rejoice in conflict, but a call to recognize the signs of the times. To understand that we are living in a pivotal moment, a generation poised on the brink of the day of Yahuwah. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.